Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Our study today being verse 29 through 34. But I want to back up and just go back up to verse number 23. And we'll read down to verse 34 this morning. But just kind of back up and get everything kind of into context. I won't be here tonight. I've been asked to come to another church tonight. They're having youth night tonight, so it worked out that I don't need to be here, but you understand they're having youth night tonight. And a church asked me to come tonight to teach on the subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. A lot of controversy in our churches about that, and they wanted me to come teach on it, what the Word of God said. And so a lot of teaching about that, and I said that to say here in 1 Corinthians 15, a lot of false teaching about resurrection, even among churches. And I'm going to open up the tonight where I'll be there in 2 Peter 1, where no scriptures of private interpretation, prophecies of private interpretation of scripture. So what, you just don't take one scripture. Well, here's what it says here, and disregarding what the rest of the Bible says about that, and through your own personal, that word private means what you think about it yourself. And the truth of the matter is, I don't really care what you think about the subject in a good way. What does the Bible say? We all have our own baggage that we carry from other churches or from, for instance, tonight, what mama's taught or grandpa's taught or what they've been taught for years and years. Well, somehow things are being asked and questions are being asked, so they asked me to come, and not that I'm authority on anything, but they want me to teach on that subject. Well, the same issue here about this thing about resurrection, a lot of misunderstanding. So Paul was just, thus saith the word of God. Verse number 23, but every man in his own order, again, is talking about resurrection, everyone will receive a resurrected body. Believers and unbelievers, but we looked at that, but in their own order, in their own time. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. We looked at this a couple weeks ago, literally talking about the millennial reign of Christ. After he reigns, that thousand-year reign, he puts all authority, everything under his feet, because remember, Satan is released out of prison. There, battle Gog and Magog, and finally he puts it all under his feet, and he hands the kingdom over to the Father. Hence, Revelation 21 and 22, Jesus hands it over to the Father, who is all in all. Matter of fact, Brother Ray Deardorff's doing a tremendous lesson on Thursdays on the millennium. And I just mentioned in passing, people sometimes get confused about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. They are not synonymous. They're not the same. When it refers to Matthew, book of Matthew, the kingdom parables, the kingdom of heaven is like, remember all of them kingdom parables. That literally refers to the millennial reign of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So the kingdom of heaven is what we're talking about here on earth, all right? The kingdom of God is all encompassing. Everything is included in the kingdom of God. If I had a big old chalkboard up here, I'd draw a big circle. And then that circle would say, kingdom of God. Everything belongs to him. He's the owner of it all. And inside that big circle would be a smaller circle. That would be the kingdom of heaven. So they're not, a lot of people are confused about the two and they try to put them together and they're not the same. But anyway, that's why it's talking about here, and then shall the end come. For he must reign, verse number 25, till he hath put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Hence Revelation chapter number 20, where hell and death is cast into the lake of fire. This is a second death. After that, there will be no more death. Hence, he's conquered it. Are you following it? Okay. His last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Now, verse 27. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, remember we looked at the him, the he, the him, and all who all that was. Some refers to God, some refers to Christ. We defined these last time. Who's the he? Who's the him? When all things are put under him, that it is manifest that he is accepted, that he is God, because everything is under Christ's feet except for who? God, the Father. Okay? That's what he's saying here. I was fine until I started speaking this morning.
Hat.
Give me one of the mints that you gave Kyler last week.
Hat.
I shouldn't do that. Verse 28. When all things shall be subdued under him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put things, all things under him, lest that God may be all and in all. The kingdom of God. Now, we get to verse number 29. Man, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. You know that old thing? I'm sorry. Test 1, 2. Okay, verse number 29. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And we're going to get back to that verse. But let me finish the rest of this. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink if the dead rise not. For tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness. Wake up and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. And I speak this to your shame. Now back up in verse number 29. He makes an interesting statement, which is very confusing to a lot of people, where it says, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead if the dead rise not at all? What a strange verse, or so it seems, by just the casual reader looking at this. But the plain and simple meaning is that some people then were being baptized on the behalf of those who had died. Back in Paul's days, there were some who had died, and others were being baptized for those who had died. That's something they did. And Paul just simply, his point is, if there is no resurrection, then why do they do this? There must be some thought, at least in their mind, that there's a resurrection, or they wouldn't be doing this. And we're going to get to this. And literally what he's saying, we'll define it a little bit more. If those pagans and the unbelievers believe in some kind of a resurrection, why can't you believe in a resurrection? They're doing this. He wasn't condoning it. Matter of fact, he used the word they. They're baptizing. He didn't say we. He said they. Okay? If there is no resurrection, then why do they do this? What is the point if there is no life after death? Now, some commentators, remember how I define commentators? They're just commentators. They read other people and they write down what other people say. But it's been said that this actually refers to some of the practice at the church at Corinth, practicing this kind of baptism. I don't know. I'm not sure I go along with that. Possibly it could be. I don't know. I have a hard time falling in that category. But there are some good men who believe that this was actually going on in that church at Corinth. It could be, because there was a lot of strange things going on at Church of Corinth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.